Hi everyone, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Actual Play .network podcast. First of all, I'd just like to say that if anyone was waiting for this episode, it's pretty much 6 months late. We've had a variety of personal problems, but I'm happy to say that I think we'll be able to be much closer to on track with the podcast. It might not be exactly weekly, but I'm going to be continuously editing them, and they'll be coming out on a regular basis from now on. This is a labor of love, so we do it for fun, and we just hope other people enjoy it. So thank you for listening. If you this come up on your podcast listening device of choice and you decide to listen to it, I do appreciate it, especially after a long break like that. In case you forgot what was happening in our previous episodes, Grishnacht, Jean-Luc, and Nikki, played by myself, Andrew, and Gino, were investigating the theft of a magical artifact that is coveted by both the vampire crime boss of the city, Sigismund, and the prince of the city. In our very last episode, we found Sigismund pinned with a stake, betrayed by his closest associate, and that's where we pick up this time. This is the third episode of 5 for our Vampire the Requiem series. Please check out our website, actualplay.network, for show notes for this episode and for the two previous episodes of this show, if you'd like to get caught up again, which I would not blame you for.
We were in the diner again.
With word pictures?
We're back in the diner.
Oh, we went to a diner. Okay.
Remember the diner?
it just sounds vaguely familiar.
It should be pretty familiar.
We're going for I walk in. What's his name of man I counter? It's Skeeter.
No, it's Dieter.
It's Dieter.
Hello, I got it right.
Hello, Dieter. I am Grishnacht.
You don't know his name.
Hello, I am Grishnacht.
How do you know? No, we met. Didn't we know that the first time we were there?
No, I met him in the last episode. Didn't ask, like, anybody's names.
Where is your lady friend?
I don't know, she hasn't been here since last night.
Alright, well, do you have any theories where she might be? Does she have places she likes to go?
Nope, I just work here.
I'm going to take a look in their office, do you mind?
Nah, go for it.
Alright, thank you. Can you prepare me a glass of warm rat's blood for my exiting?
Nope.
Alright. What is your name again?
Dieter, nice to meet you.
It's not nice to meet you, because you were most unhelpful.
Alright.
How rude of him.
Nikki goes up to the counter. Ding, ding, get it. You don't have a bell.
Yeah, you did that last time.
Did we get that one?
Yeah, probably.
Don't. All right. Bell, though.
That's how we're going.
Jean-Luc makes no goofs at Dieter and continues on.
So we go into the office?
Yeah.
All right, we're in office.
And much to your surprise.
Wait, I need to, like, prepare for this.
Nikki turns to the other two. Deja vu.
You see the big guy that you fought.
Oh, no. I remember you. You are Scaredy Man.
And two other people rummaging through the office.
You are Scaredy Man.
It is a Scaredy Man. Or so I'm told.
Boo.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can leave.
We're not done yet.
I would like to know everything you would know.
Oh,
start the beginning.
Ooh, okay.
No,
I don't have a great memory, so you're going to have to bear with
about Beatrice.
Well, I'm just worried that we don't get all the context if he doesn't give us everything.
Okay, I suppose everything you know.
Alright, so,
Jean-Luc, like, pulls up a chair and just, like, crosses his legs and relaxes.
Because not climbs on something inappropriate.
Back at the beginning of the universe.
Yes. Tell me more.
Well, I guess no one really knows how the universe started.
Okay, then we have the sound of tape fast-forwarding.
The sun comes up and blasts you all through the window.
So what is the thing that I am here for? Crown.
Urn. It was an urn.
Urn. Yes, the urn. The powerful urn. Whose secrets I crave.
What? Can you say that again? I didn't quite get that with my superior vampire hearing.
Beatrix, you work for the prince, I recall you saying, when we punched you in the face at the other place?
Yeah, that's right.
Why does Prince want Arn?
He didn't really tell me.
You don't have any theories? Do you know anything about Arn?
It's probably either powerful or expensive.
Let me ask you, my friend. I have a question for you. This is a good question, so you must answer carefully. It is important that you answer correctly. Otherwise, things could happen that you do not like.
I hear you're very scaredy.
Yes, I hear you're scared easily. You will urinate in pants with dry clouds of vampire urine that are just like steam, just like cold yellow steam that escapes from a porous yellow crack. Anyway, what was I saying? What was the question again? Oh, yes. the question was that if you were to steal Urn and betray your prince, or in this case, like if you were Beatrix, how would you approach the situation then? Would you seek out friend? Would you sell the Urn? What would you do? Tell me, based on your experience. I just want to hear a hypothetical question. Answer it. Important.
Is there more?
Tell me the question of the answer that I asked.
Okay, I'm going to pretend you phrase things like a normal person. If I stole it, which I never would, because why would I do that?
Because you are... Let's explore your thoughts for a moment. Why would you steal the urn, my friend? Why have you stolen it?
Well, if you had let me finish my answer...
Do it.
I was going to say it depends on why I stole it, right?
Yeah, why did you steal
it? If it's just expensive, I'm probably going to sell it.
And who would you sell it to?
I don't know.
No.
Private collectors?
Private collectors. Do you know of any such people in New York?
I don't. Someone probably does.
Where would you go to find that information?
Well, I can't go to the prince.
Okay, that's correct. You cannot go to the prince because he's who stole it from.
Yeah, I stole it from him, so he probably...
Continue, please. Let us explore the rusty tunnels of your mind.
Sigismund probably knows some people.
Mm-hmm. So you would go to Sigismund or the prince, probably.
I mean, they'd be the first two stops. Probably, yeah. Right.
Thank you, my friend. Well, you may go now. We will continue to search the office for you.
Alright, I guess we're done here. Yeah. No...
Do you, do you have your prince's beeper number? I wish to beep him later and set up an arrangement of meetings.
He has a phone number. I'm not going to give you a beeper number. I don't know if he has a beeper.
I mean,
everyone has a beeper. How else would you sell your
drugs?
They're
pretty tacky.
Yeah, but they're very practical.
Yes, agreed.
Look, I'm not. I can't speak for him. All right, I don't. I've never seen him wearing a beeper. I've never beeped him.
I am a vampire. I've seen many years pass. The sunsets have passed before me, and I know. I have a good eye. I have a good idea of what kind of things will persist forever into the future. And let me tell you, my friend, people will be wearing beepers for many years to come.
I want to bet that
50, 60 years, beepers will be ubiquitous. They will be part of every belt.
No, I see this in a lot of like high fashion. Is that people will wear beepers like on the inside, like their breast pocket. So they can, like, it'll pop open real quick, you know, because they don't want to keep on their belt because they'll look khaki on their belt.
A beeper.
Is this a sales pitch now? I don't understand what's happening.
Yes, in the future, everyone will have beepers.
Are you guys trying to sell
on
me
the
a
inside?
Look, my money, I've got some investments going. I don't have more to invest in beeper coats or whatever.
What are you investing in?
The beeper coat is the wave of the future.
Look, I'm not going to tell you, then you're going to try to get in.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't really invest.
Well,
did you invest in urns by any chance? I have caught you.
Perhaps you're investing.
Look at your face. You have been caught red-handed.
Perhaps he's investing.
Surrender the yard and the go ahead. Sorry.
Like ID forgery, perhaps.
He sneaks out while you're talking to each other.
Witness protection.
Did he leave the prince's phone number by any chance?
Yeah, sure. He left you the prince's phone number.
We would like to call the prince.
So okay. I'm going to rummage through Vizek's office to see if I can find any clues she may have left behind.
Like, well, clues as to what?
Well,
where she might be going or where her other haunts might be. So,
what about packages? Did she leave any packages behind?
Well, yeah, that would be good if she like maybe had like, mail left behind from a different location.
Perhaps if I was Beatrix, I could have gotten the package delivered here. But perhaps it could be the package that is not supposed to be here. It has gone to another place.
Right.
Perhaps her home. Perhaps it is full of hair dye.
No, there don't seem to be any boxes in the office.
Yeah.
Aren't you clever, you ephemeral little spirit? Oh, if I was a Ghostbuster, I would trap you in my oven. You'd go right to my oven.
Alright.
Yes, forever.
It's gonna be a pack before you decide to be all Mr. Snarky Pants. Now you have to find another way.
Alright.
Well. I'm gonna go through her. What kind of phone does she have?
Like an office phone, line.
Is it one of those phones that has like a little screen on it so I can go through and see who she's been getting calls from recently?
Some numbers without IDs. You know, like unavailable, unknown, that kind of stuff. Private caller, that stuff. Some to club that you guys were at that I don't remember the name of currently.
Fantasia?
No.
Mausoleum.
The Coffin Emporium?
Fantasia is a different club.
The Mausoleum.
It was the Mausoleum.
Okay.
This reminds me, I must go shopping later. We must get shiny shirts for our return to mausoleum.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you see.
Jean-Luc is perched atop the desk thinking.
Okay, like a gargoyle.
It helped him think. And then he's going to flip over the desk.
Okay, everything on the desk scatters.
Make acrobatics check.
And he's going to reach, he's going to open the desk drawers.
Okay.
What's inside?
Probably kind of. You didn't have to flip the desk.
No, like he flipped off of the desk.
Oh, you said he flipped the desk.
No, he says he flips over the desk. Like,
oh, okay.
Like he does a flip onto the other side.
The dumbest way possible to do anything. No, I kid. It was great. It was really good. You did a good job, John Luke.
Some bills, miscellaneous mail, papers for this place.
And this is all the mail, all the addresses some, are here?
Yeah. Some files on what mostly seem to be the Prince's Men and Sigismund's Men. A couple of random outliers.
So I'm going to... Do these files have, like, phone numbers and names?
Yes.
I'm going to take these files.
Okay.
And I'm going... Jean-Luc, I'm going to feel the top of the drawers for, like, maybe a note or something.
A note?
Yeah, like if someone has stuck like a sticky note to the top of the drawer.
Ah, no, there's no note.
All
right. I think I'm going to call the prince.
Okay.
Well, let me just use my dice to do one final search.
I'm going to roll 100.
What
dice.
Are you trying to roll? Just a random search?
No, I'm rolling.
For what? What are you rolling for to do?
Just find, see if there's like an errant clue that maybe I missed.
Okay, so you're just doing a random search, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing is, it would probably be the Rolodex.
Well, let's look through Rolodex.
I'm trying to look through the Rolodex.
Okay. You see a lot of numbers that coincide with a lot of the files.
Yeah.
Number for the prince, number for Sigismund. A few random establishments around. There is one called... home 2.
Okay.
Well, let's call it and see if it yells the address at us.
Yes, good idea. I'm going to call that number.
Okay, you call it and you do not get an answer. It just goes to the machine.
What's the message?
It's one of those, like, factory recordings.
Yeah. Hello, this is Beatrix's house. It's at 111 Street, USA. The key is under the mat. Is that it?
You got it.
All right, I think it is at 111 Street, USA, and the key is probably under the mat.
That's unlikely.
So I'm going to call the prince now.
Okay.
Hello, prince?
Keep it on speaker.
Officer Jason Augustine, how can I help you?
Keep it on speaker.
I am looking for the prince, please.
This
is Grishnacht. Tell him I am calling him.
Okay. Will do.
Tell now. I'll wait online.
He puts you on hold.
I lean over and I touch the speaker.
What have you done with your sorcery?
I hit the speaker button.
It picks back up. This is Prince Augustine. What can I do for you?
Hello, I am Grishnacht.
I heard.
Hello. I am in office of Beatrix right now.
Did you kill my men? Or?
No, they just left, so I told them quite firmly to leave.
Okay.
They're quite pushy.
They're not very good. I would not keep them in your employ.
They're not. Well, you take what you can get.
That is what you can get?
I mean...
I can think of three...
I've got more.
I mean, I can think of three supple young men who may help you.
I can think of humans who are more useful for you.
Yes, I can think of humans who don't go, oh, well, I guess I will leave. This man I barely know has yelled at me and told me to go. Like Big Daddy that he is, he was very firm with me, and I don't know, I'm not spanking. Do not take me out back in the shed and put lollipops on me.
Did you... Interesting. Did you call me to berate my men?
No. Don't be ridiculous,
Prince. Well, just a
song we are both the men of the world. We know what we want. Anyway, the what is what I was calling him for?
I'm not sure you...
Maybe you could help me out there.
You're insisting that we call
Krishnat him. Krishnat is lost, okay, in a sea of authors. He is hard for him to stay, keep head above the blacky depths of his own mind.
In a sea of authors, no clams in sight.
No, that's a problem. What are you going to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm like an otter with an oyster and no rock.
What are you doing?
But there was a delicious pearl which to suckle.
So, we're hoping to track down Beatrice.
As am I.
Well, perhaps we could work together on this.
That's fine with me. I don't really know who you are, but...
I'm Grishnacht.
And no, I got that. We're new here.
Yes, Sigismund has actually employed us to find the urn.
Right, he doesn't work for me.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm suggesting that perhaps...
We are playing both sides.
Yes,
we... That's not something you should tell either of the sides.
I was thinking that perhaps you could provide us with a greater incentive. Wait,
does that expression not mean what I think it means?
I don't think it does.
It means you want to have sex with the men and the ladies.
That's right. Playing both sides means you're tricking both sides for your own personal gain.
No, I meant like we're not.
We are running the long con.
Forgive us, we're both foreigners.
We are, how you say, stuffing the avocado with many lying fruits.
Yeah. I can see how some capable young men such as yourselves manage to best my grunts.
No. What is the question?
It's more like...
With your wit.
It's how you say we are... Just, you know, feeling all our options.
Yeah, sowing our wild oats, as it were.
Again, yeah. What you're saying to me is, you know, we still might go with someone else.
We assume that you, as the Prince of New York, could provide us with a better offer than some lowly sweatsuit-wearing...
Tracksuit.
Mucky muck named Sigismund.
Very well put.
Yes.
I probably could.
I just have a question that perhaps we could work... If we work together, perhaps you could help us... gain some background information on the thing we are doing so that we may accomplish it more efficiently and find Beatrix, and which I think is your larger goal, which is to recover the urn. The urn.
Correct, yes, the urn.
Does the urn have another name by any chance, do you know?
No, it's just an urn.
Just an urn, huh?
Yeah, how do you know it's like, how do you know this urn is an urn? Like, what makes this urn a capital U urn?
Well, I have information. That might not be available to the general public.
Like a name of it?
No, it doesn't have a name.
It's
an urn.
It is Dracula urn.
I mean,
well, you're not going to name it Dracula.
I mean, everything can have a name. You should give it a name.
I didn't give it a name.
Well, anyway, what is information not available to the general public?
Like, how do people talk about it then? If it doesn't have a name.
That's true. It has a name. He just does not follow the or he does not know. But we are talking this in our minds about telepathy. Continue.
No, this is us, like, I covered the speakerphone. And it's like, we're just kind of like talking this, like, I don't understand how he doesn't like
it. Why would you name it?
It would have a name.
How would it have a name?
Artifacts have names.
Yeah. And so you can identify
it. Oh, I found Spoon. Spoon is available for museum showing.
Yeah.
It just got found.
Yes. It has a name. It came with a name.
If people know about it.
It might have a fancy name. It just might not be Cask of Ancient Winters, but it might be like Scottish Urn, number 12.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or, like, if it's
it is urn, not simply urn.
If it's an urn of renown, like, there's got to be a way to refer to it throughout history outside of urn, or else you better hope there's no other urns.
My presumption is that it's not urn, like, that has been told stories.
Sure.
About. Although, I think it is, though.
Because clearly everyone wants it, so they must know about it.
Right?
All right, who are you asking?
Chris. Wasn't the implication that there was stories told about urn?
No. I don't know where you got that implication.
I don't know either, so fine.
The implication is that people would want it.
Yes, well, it just seems like there was a lot of interest in it. So, the inference I would make was that it must exist in lore already for people to so immediately covet it.
Right.
Or what is the reason they are coveting it?
A lot of the information about the urn, it's recent. Rumors started spreading quickly before it was found. I have reliable sources that have been able to affirm some of those rumors to a degree. Where they started or who started them, I'm not sure.
Could you let us know? I just think we would. How Grishnacht proceeds with the investigation is that he must understand the motivations of the players involved, and he must know what motivates them to seek out this little brass thing, and why, for what reason. So, can you tell me why do you think? Can you tell me some of this information?
Sure.
The rumors.
But because, you know, here's the... Oh, the rumors.
And the rumors and then the information you have verified. That's
here's
what
the
I
thing.
Wanted.
I guess see a harm in giving you some small facts, since if you tried to make off with it, you'd be dead before you left the city.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's true. Beatrix seems to not have a problem.
She hasn't left the city.
Says you.
Okay.
Where is Beatrix, Prince?
Mr. Smarty
Prince?
We're working on it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, continue.
Except you're a vampire, so it doesn't work like that.
The sentiment is understood.
It is, or rather contains, power to a degree.
Okay, that is very vague and not helpful. Can you clarify?
In what way?
What does it contains power to a degree? What does that mean? I don't even understand.
It means, should you perhaps unlock its mysteries?
How does one unlock its mysteries, Prince?
Well, there's the really tricky part.
Okay,
I'm not sure yet.
So that leads me to...
I know from personal experience it's quite difficult to open.
That leads me to
yes,
my...
Yes, I've heard as such.
...important question I have for you. Are there any contacts in the city that have, think of them as magical appraisers, if you will. Like third parties that deal in ancient artifacts.
I have a couple of them under my employ. I believe Sigismund has one.
Well,
I'm not familiar with any underground figures.
Here's my question, Prince. What do you think, Beatrix? If you had to speculate, would you think her purposes of the urn is? Do you think she's using it for some nefarious occult power grab, or is she simply going to try to enrich herself?
Well, I guess it's off to speculation. However, what's your experience with the urn, if you don't mind me asking?
I briefly encountered it in Sigismund's office.
You briefly encountered it?
Yes.
So what do you think she might be doing with a Grisnacht?
Probably trying to sell it, of course.
Trying to sell it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see. You encountered it, you must know how shiny it is.
Very shiny. It is worth most, like many shiny diamonds. But, okay.
Does that answer your question, perhaps? Would you like to enlighten us to your answer?
I'm just thinking, I'm trying to remember what it was like to touch her. It was many, many hours ago. My memory is not so good anymore. I'm like rat that has had too many dinners.
Full?
Soft on the inside and out. His supple flesh, purpling with the...
Is this going to go into a rat thing? Should I hang up? Or...
Can we get those contacts for those... people you mentioned?
I said, one of them is under Sigismund's employ.
That's fine.
Two at my office. You're welcome to come by and speak with them.
Oh, they're in your office itself. Hmm. I would bet she wouldn't go into your office. You would notice Beatrix going to your office, I presume.
I would certainly hope so.
Okay.
So let us assume that Beatrix instead has decided that she will be very powerful.
Yes.
What do you think she would do?
Try to open it.
And where do you think she would go? Is there a wizard or a magic hammer?
That's kind of what I was asking.
Right. But you were asking more for appraisers.
She probably...
That's an insulting question.
I meant the... Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, she's either got people I don't know about or she's trying to get out of the city, would be my guess.
And you implied that you have out-of-city on lockdown.
I have a pretty wide net. I would know if her and the urn have left the city.
You could say that with some certainty. Just to help us focus our investigation.
I can say that with some certainty.
So, what was the other thing you said before that? She would try to open it.
She either has someone who can help her try to open it in the city that has evaded my...
And what kind of thing would we be looking for to help her, open it?
I'm not sure. As you were on the right track, I would probably go to someone with knowledge of blood magics.
Hmm. Okay. And if we get this earned to you, why... Sigismund has promised us like a substantial amount of money and power.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I would expect, that as a prince of New York, that you could certainly top such an offer by a tracksuited fool as such as Sigismund.
I can probably do that.
I am specifically looking for money, but also I am looking for access to your records. I am looking for the... I'm looking for help researching the fate of a German family from about 90 years ago.
Sure.
Do you have access to...
I can't tell you if I have exactly what you're looking for on hand, but I'm sure I'd be able to get it for you.
Don't forget the movie theater.
No, I don't care about that.
What happened? I want a movie theater.
All right, I'll see what I can do about a movie
theater. Movie theater and genealogical records. Also $1 million in cash. Okay, this deal.
Sounds like a good deal.
We'll be talking to you soon. Ciao.
Did you hang up?
No. I say ciao and hang on line.
He does not hang up speakerphone.
I stare at it as if it is rat who has had not quite enough to eat. And has.
Don't worry, guys. He hangs up.
You gotta hang up on both ends.
Ricky, are you alright tonight?
Yeah, you guys are just on the phone, so...
He was on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but too much crosstalk. And I don't really have anything to interject on that. Like, you're asking all the big questions.
Nothing for you to ejaculate out of your mouth.
So I think we should...
No, yeah, specifically not that. Actually.
Is there a way we can, like, get an address from a phone number?
Of course.
Yeah.
Let us call my friend Batman, who uses plugins into his Bat computer, and he will spit out ticker tape with number of address.
Well, I don't know if that was, like...
Either. No, of course, I believe you can do it with,
White pages?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, those lists, how you would, what, look at every phone number and see if it matches
the I don't know.
Nothing stored by phone number, but you could probably call.
In our modern era, you can definitely do that, like, easily.
I think there must be some reverse directory you can do, yeah. I'm positive of that. Probably call phone company.
Yeah.
I think information is public. So we do that. We get the address.
For...
At the
home too.
Okay, you get the address. It's I guess it doesn't matter. It's in Manhattan.
It is One Street Town, USA.
Yes,
CityCity.com.
One Street Town, USA, CityCity.com.
You're a regular site. That's pretty amazing.
I am blessed with the vision of a rat who has had some amount of poisonous trash,
but also some food.
No.
So let's go to Home
too. Yes, home too. We are coming for you.
Okay, it's an apartment building.
Nikki, lead the way. I'm sorry, Ricky, lead the way. I'm sorry, I got your name wrong.
Nope, it's still Nikki.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Ricky. I think he's just Josh.
Ricky, you must lead the way.
Alright.
Look at your big grappling muscles.
I'm going to use my acute senses.
We're just going to go to a part. Okay.
Now go ahead, use your acute senses
roll.
If you want.
Do his roll.
Yeah.
What are you using them for?
I want to see if I can tell how many people are inside the apartment.
Okay.
From the outside.
Well, you're at an apartment building.
Right, that's what I figured.
Are we not outside the door?
No.
We can go outside the door.
How are you going to get up there?
Just fucking walk in. We are vampires. Who will stop us?
The locked doors.
So Nikki just sort of like puts one hand on the door and just like grabs the doorknob and just like yanks it off.
Okay, make me a check.
What check?
I need to look
strength it. And...
I believe that is firearms plus animal can.
Definitely be strength plus...
No, computers.
It's using
presence.
It's using your guns and tapping into the spirit of the magical door bear.
Yes. Hello, door bear.
Door bear. Well, no, it's like you're feeling like the spirit of the door bear who's really renowned.
Yes, knock, knock, door bear. I'm coming for you.
The door bear is really renowned for like being able to open doors really well.
Strength plus either brawl or larceny.
Two successes.
Okay, you rip the door open.
I just want to rip the handle off. I'm not trying to make a huge scene.
But you pull the door open is what I mean. Right. The handle doesn't just detach itself from the door.
Oh man, look at that! It's unlocked!
Oh, Ricky, you have great sense of humor. I really
Ricky,
appreciate
there were like a lot of easier ways to get into that without...
Probably yeah, well, look, the easiest is just open the door. Let's go.
I don't like leaving a trail.
Clean it up.
As they close the door behind him, Jean-Luc tries to, like, put the door handle back in.
It falls all the way off.
He's just shaking his head in disappointment.
All right, what's the apartment number?
It is 111 StreetTownUSA.com USA Street.
Oh, here it is.
Anytown USA.
Yeah, that's what it says on our door. That's really weird.
Okay, so you go up to the apartment.
It's quite a complicated numbering system.
No, that's just right on the front of a door.
When Nikki gets to it, he's going to try and, like, smell the air. See if he can, or listen.
It doesn't smell good around here.
So then he tries to, like, listen. See if he can get a general idea of, can we see vampire aura through?
No.
Okay. So he's going to try and see if he can suss out how many people are in there.
You don't think there's anybody in there.
How about the rats? Is there any rats? Do you hear any animal life? Use your animal ken, perhaps.
I do have 2 points in animal ken.
Okay, I'll just do this. This is important to investigation. Everyone stop yawning. This is important.
There are no rats.
What the fuck? Let us leave.
I do have a success, but it's a 10.
Okay, great.
You are dead to me, Beatrix.
There are no rats.
I do sense one ken.
He's an animal. I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
Is it locked?
I mean, probably.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
All right, don't worry. I got to go. Just the key.
Grishnak puts his long finger in there and he turns it. And it opens.
Okay. Grishnak's key fingers.
Well, his fingernails is quite long.
Yeah, that's how opening doors work.
So it works, right? I have manipulated the tumblers.
Okay, would you like to make me a roll?
Sure, I'll make a roll. What is it? Easy roll? Easy.com?
Let
me dial up my modem to easy.com.
Burglary.
Burglary is not a thing. You mean larceny?
No, there's a burglary, isn't there?
No, it's larceny. Okay. Why would there be larceny and burglary? That makes no sense.
Larceny and...
bucket. Plus I get the bonus, right?
What bonus?
Like a 2 bonus dice?
No.
For being Grishnak?
No.
For my inventive use of Keyfinger? Yep, I have 3 successes.
I don't believe you. That was a 5. That's a 7. What's the other one? Oh, that's also a 7. That's 0 successes.
Ah, my finger. But I have opened the door. Don't worry. I'm sure of it.
Let me just check that real quick, Grishnak. Let me just make sure it's all fully unlocked.
If you undermine me, I will skin you like a cat.
I undermine Grishnak.
Okay, you have successfully undermined him.
I also open the door.
Grishnak's eyes narrow with a quiet rage that will unfold over the centuries. I will seek out everyone you ever loved and cared about.
I fold up my lockpicking kit, I fold it back up neatly and put it in my pocket.
I fold my fingernail up. It breaks horribly. And I drop it on the ground in little pieces.
Yeah. Nikki's going to look under the mat.
There's nothing.
Alright, don't worry, I got an idea. Shh.
Actually, I suppose you've been yelling this whole time anyway.
Yeah, no, that's just my normal speaking voice. I just scream.
So anyone who's, thinking we might be here already knows that we're here.
Because of Yelly McRickerson?
Right.
Yep. Do you have anything you want to try?
Not anymore, because we might as well just walk right in.
Yeah, let's walk in. Krishna goes a cartwheel into the house.
Okay.
Door's still closed, big guy.
Well, I'm going to open the door slow and push it open slowly.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah.
Your key work?
Yeah, my finger worked.
Yeah, it certainly did.
What is that wrong with your face? Why is one of your eyes closing and opening rapidly?
He probably got some dirt or pocket lint in it.
I think he's...
Sometimes I try to blink naturally, to keep up the illusion, but sometimes, I forget. I only do one eye.
Ah, so you go in. It's a pretty small, just standard-looking apartment. TV, couch.
Traps.
Is there any books?
There's some books.
Are they anything useful?
Not just, some literature.
There's nothing on,
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Interview with the Vampire.
Carmilla. The Vampire by John Polidori.
Hey, check it out! It's The Urn!
And The Urn is there. You win.
This was easy. All we had to do was find old Beatrice's second house.
It's really weird. I don't get that whole... I'm personally not too into vampire fiction as a vampire. I feel like it misses the point a lot.
Is this in character? I don't know where the character ends and the ender begins.
This is the character.
So this is
Carmilla. Everything's
What's
in character.
Name? Jean-Luc.
This is Jean-Luc. Everything's in character.
I agree. I live my character's life. I'm sometimes Grishnak for hours after the game is ended. Why are you laughing? Do you not believe me?
No, I do.
Okay.
All right,
so in-house of Beatrix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to check the bedroom.
Can I check the bedroom?
No.
All right, I'll check the bedroom after.
Chris Knock waits patiently.
Jean-Luc's going to head to the bedroom. Does it seem like it's...
Sorry, Ricky.
It's been slept in lately?
Or
used?
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems regular to you, so this is somewhere she stays. But why don't we just stay here and wait?
I don't think she'll come back here. That seems incredibly foolish.
But how many people know where this is? I guess anyone can know where
this is. I'm assuming Sigismund and the prince both know where this is, right. At the very minimum.
Yeah. I mean, we did find out pretty quickly.
It was pretty trivial, even.
It's worth noting that I'm yelling this to Grishnacht from the bedroom to the kitchen table.
Which I am standing.
Since he's not allowed in the bedroom currently.
Oh, look at that. That's the geese I drew.
I'm going to give you that you get the sense from looking around that she might not own this place. Like, this might not be her apartment.
What do we find that?
Do we find, like, someone else's name on, like, an envelope or something?
Is there a deed?
Well, you see pictures of pictures of people, none with her in them.
Well, she's a vampire.
Well, vampires can have their pictures taken.
I know, that's a joke.
Disagree, that is not true.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
One of us is a vampire.
You get your picture taken.
You little ginger. I will skin you.
Okay. The decor is very much not like what you might expect from her.
Check the freezer.
Okay.
Is there ice cream in there?
Yeah, along with a lot of other human foods.
There's ice cream in here. This is Beatrix's apartment.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have anything that tells us? There mail? Like you said, is there mail with names on it? There must be.
Yeah, there's some.
What is the name of the mail? Chad Smith and his wife, Donna Smith, and their child, Chad Jr. Smith.
Okay, what does that mean?
Can I just detect if there's any blood in here? In the apartment? Like spilled blood. Or blood at all, but really spilled blood.
Is that what that means? It just lets you tell if there's blood around?
No, I can determine the intricacies of blood from the smell of it. Like, I can determine special information about the person's blood it is. Detect and track them.
Okay.
So I would extrapolate to assume that if there is blood in the general area, I would be able to smell it, since the whole point is my...
Sure.
For blood.
Yeah, there's a, like, very small trace amounts of blood, like, on the couch.
Okay, go over to it.
Okay.
I really get my face in there. I put my whole face in it.
Okay.
I detect, track, or pick up details.
It is a... Okay, I thought you had more.
Me too, but I didn't.
Sure, it doesn't seem, let's say, purposeful.
Does it smell like fear?
But no. Not, well, like I said, not purposeful, but not necessarily unwilling.
Like a nosebleed. A nosebleed from, like, falls into that category.
It's old, it's been there for a while. The person whose blood it is, it's, well, like I said, it's a human, so he's not bound, but slavish, still in a way.
I stand up straight, dignified, pull my face out of the couch, and I say, I think Beatrix uses this as some kind of chattel.
I want to look at the pictures. I need to understand whose home this is. What are they doing in those pictures?
Mostly just, like, some family photos, one of a dude making a sweet football catch.
Who's the most recurring character in the photos? Is the guy making the catch?
Yeah, it's like a young college-age-looking kid.
Alright.
Do they look like Beatrix at all?
No.
But I can presume that this college-age, football-loving kind of guy is Richard Spider?
That seems like a fair assumption.
What about, does he have any books or anything?
No, we established
this. Books. What's his book collection like?
Most of what he has is, like, textbooks.
Is there any movies? I check to see if he has a VCR.
Yeah.
Is there anything in it?
Yeah.
What's in it?
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Well, that would be better if it was all women, I think.
If only, if, you know, give it a little while.
Too many dicks in that movie.
That's what I'm saying. Too many dicks spoil the pot.
Too many dicks leave place full of dicks.
Yeah.
What's this question?
I don't know, and you're asking about movies and books and stuff.
I have to profile this man.
Do you have to?
I do, though.
Okay.
This is how I operate. Because right now, technically speaking, he is our only lead. So if we can find him, we can find out information. He might know information about Beatrix that other people... Because he's out of the loop. So if we talk to him, you know what I'm saying? Sigismund and the Prince are all in the vampire loop.
But don't we want people to be in the loop?
No, we want someone outside of the loop.
For what?
Because she wouldn't be trying to hide information from him necessarily. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you tell him anything?
The mail indicates that he hasn't been here in a while.
Because, you know, do you understand, like, my line of reasoning?
Kind of. But I think you're assuming... Yes, that is reasonable, but I think you're also presuming that Beatrix would tell him anything for any reason.
Well, he's a good... I mean, he's a lead to follow up. You don't leave any ropes untied.
Perhaps we should prioritize finding out Magic Man or whatever.
Well, then we need to go to Sigismund.
I'm not saying we have to abandon Richard Spider. I just think he is tertiary.
Okay, so I'm going to...
So I want to just turn the place over, really. Yeah, I want to look at every part of it.
Okay. Like I said, mostly it seems occupied by him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we go through one room at a time.
Well, this is actually something you would notice in the first room. The phone has messages.
Okay, let's listen to the messages. Do it. Play them.
I hit the button. I put it on speaker.
Krishna hangs from the ceiling excitedly.
And it's already on speaker, actually. Which is how instrument machines work. I already know that because I live in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. The first message comes on. It is from last night. Only one night has passed, right? Correct?
As far as I remember, yes.
So it's from last night.
I don't know, it's all blur because I feel like we've been trapped in this one day for days. Days upon days. Mm.
It is how you say day of Groundhog.
It is how you say day of Spider.
Plot twist, you're on Bill Murray.
It has legs like Mother Spider's legs.
Okay. Message is over, you talked over it.
Fuck, I missed message. Alright, so what does message say?
The message says, it sounds like a British guy, which I cannot do a British voice on command.
Hello, mate. Oh, this is me. I'm here to tell you something.
It's not Rod Ladd or Mr. Mighty. It's a real British man.
But anyway, please.
I said if I choose.
Yes, I can.
You will not.
I probably won't.
Anyway.
Just give us the message.
It says, hey, B, it's me. You're not at the meeting place. I don't know what's going on. You better show up.
Who's that? Who's that voice?
And...
Can you use acute senses?
Yeah, try it, Ricky.
Try and smell it.
It's a voice. Okay. You smell the phone. Another one comes on from, like... Yeah, from not too much longer later. Probably, like, 20 minutes.
Yep.
That says... Alright, I'm gonna either assume something happened or you double-crossed us. So...
What does he say that he is? What does he say us is?
He does not.
He's actually not adding any other words or leaving them out.
Yeah, perhaps he's saying what I'm saying. And he just says, so I'm just going to leave here, and you're probably burned at this point.
All right, so I'm going to take out the tape, store it for later.
I'm going to eat it.
He's not going to eat it?
Okay.
Not if Nick eats it first! I'm going to check his...
Let us wrestle and see who eats tape.
Let me wrestle. I'm going to check. Did those caller IDs, like...
Did they have a caller ID? Immediately.
Yeah.
So can I see the number that called?
Sure.
I'm going to call that number.
Okay.
From this phone.
It picks up, but you don't hear anything.
Hello, this is Grishnacht. I have a question for you. Answer, please.
So he's just are you on speakerphone?
We're not on speakerphone. But he did shout that.
Definitely.
Okay. You hear the same voice as the message. I don't know a Grishnacht.
Of course she's not my friend. I am just...
I'm gonna put you on speaker real quick. I'll put on speakerphone.
I have...
Alright, since I'm on speakerphone, I have to assume there's...
Three of us.
Okay, three of you.
And I am Grishnacht. I have been lurking at the edge of your nightmares for your entire life. And if you do not tell me everything you know about Beatrix, I will come and visit you in person.
Okay, who else am I talking with?
This is Chad and Ted. Yeah. They are my associates.
It seems unlikely.
Well,
I mean...
What did you say your name was?
I didn't.
Were you about to tell us?
I don't know, you're kind of threatening me pretty quickly.
I'm not threatening
you. Just how he talks. He's very...
I jump from one spider to the next like so many little fleas.
He's very old world, you know?
Why don't... You know, I like that idea. Why don't you come meet me?
Why don't you come meet us at a neutral location?
Well, that's what I was going to give you, a neutral location.
I don't believe you.
Okay, it's a cafe, buddy.
Is it the diner? I know this wonderful place named Dieter that he is. He has many pies.
I think I'm familiar with the place you're talking to.
Mr. Dieter.
About.
Mr. Dieter runs it.
Okay, yeah.
He's a friendly man, but not very bright.
He gives you an address and hangs up.
Okay, I'll see you there, my friend. Bring your favorite pie. I'll bring mine.
All right, first of all...
You just bring rats in a pie tin.
Just a can of rats.
Okay, so...
Yes, what is it?
I have an idea. Thank you.
Perfect.
We need to track down
the archaeologist real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he give us a... I didn't hear him give us a time.
That's true, but we assume...
Did he mean, like, right now?
Well, he doesn't... He knows where we're coming from, but we're new to the city. We can just say we got lost.
How about... Here's an idea. You two track down the archaeologist. I'll go meet the dude.
No.
I don't see a problem with that.
I see a myriad of problems.
Ricky has proven himself to be the most capable.
I see a myriad of problems.
He got that door open. Good.
He's opened more doors than you have, my friend. And he also punched more people.
Actually, so we've opened one door apiece.
I opened one door.
Nope, I opened the door at the archaeologist department. I'm two doors, baby.
Sorry. Good old two door Ricky.
I'm three door Grishnacht. I've opened all the doors with my fingernails.
He opens the doors of your mind.
So let's go visit the archaeologist real quick.
Okay.
Hello, archaeologist. It is Grishnacht.
You want to go back to his house? Where are you going?
Well, let's go back to his house. It's the best place to find him. Which is where he lives.
Okay.
What is there? What is at his house?
It's still crime scene off.
Yeah.
It has been like 2 hours. They have not resolved the problem.
The MIP is being very thorough tonight.
When did we talk to the archaeologist?
In a lost world, we did.
Was it that with the lost one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm confused.
So I'm going to use my...
Are you letting him go off by himself?
No.
Talk to that guy? No.
Probably not.
No.
Well, I mean, you can. We can't stop
him. I'm going to obfuscate myself real quick to see if he's in here.
Yeah, Nikki left.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't paying attention to him.
Me neither. We just proceed as if Nikki has been quiet for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Chris brought it up, so I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, if you want to, I don't see why not.
This went well in Fate.
So is he here?
Did it go well in Fate?
Yeah, we did the whole cat thing. That was a great episode.
Yeah, it went fine. In Fate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter.
He's not there. There's just a couple of, like, nighttime guards. Because it should all, I mean, yeah, it was just a burglary. One, it was a pretty high-value theft, but also... It looks like there was a fight. Good thing you threw that over there.
Yeah. He tried. He really tried.
It seems like violence happened here, so sure. It's worth more investigation.
I'm going to approach one of the outside guards.
Okay.
And be like, oh, hello, friend. Can I ask you a question?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm sorry. I'm not good at strangers. I'm a friend of, and I insert the archaeologist's name, which I forgot.
It's Chad.
Frank Masters.
Frank Masters. I'm a friend of Frank Masters down.
You want everyone to be named Chad?
I'm from.
And Frank Masters is a character from Trailer.
Is he really?
Pretty sure.
Anyway.
Weird.
Whatever his name is. I'm here to. I was just wondering where he is. I heard about this thing. I figured he might be home still, but.
No, we're still investigating.
Do you know where Frank might have been gone to?
Last I heard, he was down at the station giving some statements.
Following
up.
Which station? Sorry, I'm not familiar with the city. What station would that be?
I don't know, the closest one? Okay. Would I look like a map?
I figured you would know what street you're...
Come on! Stop asking me these dumb specific things. It doesn't matter.
What is your third cousin's name? I wish to know.
Well, thank you, sir. You could just say he tells you the street name.
This isn't good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You should not be drinking on the job. You have a firearm. That is very responsible.
Who are you?
Oh, he's a friend of mine.
Ignore me!
From the old world.
The old country.
Gotcha. Okay.
Alright. So let's head out to the police station.
Where is Ricky?
I thought you were watching him.
Fuck.
Wait, you weren't watching
this? Screen wipe.
So we cut over to Ricky at the cafe with the address.
Yes.
Nikki. At the cafe with the address.
It is Ricky, it's canon. This has been established as firmly canon.
Okay, you walk into the cafe. It's pretty much not populated, but over in the corner, you notice a vampire.
When I come in the door, does it do the ringing bell thing?
No.
Ding dong.
No ringy bell.
It's going to be hard to reject as Grishnacht constantly.
Alright, and definitely going to want acute senses to see if this is, like, got other people hiding.
Okay.
And that's going to be what plus what?
I don't know what's acute senses.
Acute senses is, like, it basically I've been using, like, it gives me a bonus to my roll to sense.
Oh, okay.
I think that is, I think it is science, and I would also do composure because you are trying to very carefully use science to compose a picture of the room that is complete.
I would think probably drive and stamina.
You guys are like useful perfect people. I'm glad you both exist.
I can see that because drive is for cars and stamina is for going a long time. And he is trying to go a long time like a car.
I mean, there isn't really a role for this.
Isn't there perception? Is there not perception?
No. There's investigation, but I don't have any points in that. We did this in like episode one.
I don't remember how we did it.
Me neither.
I'm just going to tell you that. No, you don't sense anybody else.
Okay. Nikki approaches the man at the table. He's sitting at a table, correct?
He's sitting in a booth in kind of the corner.
Nikki slides into the booth and
he's just ripping open sugar packets and pouring them in a cup of coffee. It's like absentmindedly.
You drinking coffee?
He just rips another one open, pours it, and goes, no.
Alright. So,
I didn't hear your name on the phone. Who are you?
Chad.
Chad or the other one?
I'm Chad.
Okay.
That's Dad.
Ted.
Just Dad. For a quick description of him, he is like really clean cut and currently wearing an NYU hoodie and jeans.
You've got me at a disadvantage. What's your name?
I feel like I should probably know who I'm working with first.
I'm Chad. We've been over this.
Okay, who's Chad and what's his interest in anything that we're about to discuss?
I'm Chad. I follow Grisnacht. And he should be here momentarily.
Okay, I'm Bertrand. Take a seat.
I'm already sitting.
Okay, I didn't notice you had sat.
Yeah.
He hasn't looked up from his stuff. He pushes it off to the side.
So you have any idea where Beatrice might have gone to?
Oh, I wish I did.
G for spanking.
Did you hear that?
I'm sorry. That's just my erotic cassette tapes.
Oh, can I keep going?
Nope. He shuts it off.
Don't shut me off my erotic cassette tape.
So what's the deal with this urn? Seems like old city's after it.
That would make sense. Why do you want it, though?
Well, I like to think of myself as the honest type, so...
he looks you dead in the eyes.
To be quite frank, I'm really in the game for a movie theater.
You're gonna sell it?
Yeah, basically. Sort of like a mercenary. Except I just want to get a movie theater.
He looks away from you and just like shakes his head.
You ever see Blade?
He goes, okay. I don't feel threatened by you. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to threaten.
So... I feel like it's probably not too much of a problem if I tell you what's going on, because let's be real, you find it, somebody's going to take it from you. But if you find it and perhaps bring it to me, maybe good things could happen.
Like a movie theater.
I don't know. I can't promise a movie theater.
If you can supply a movie theater, then we can pretty much guarantee
the earth. I'm talking more long term here.
No, we're not trying to start a chain.
No, listen. My understanding is that the urn contains some blood.
Like ancient vampire blood.
Yes. I've heard the name Dracula tossed around.
Interesting.
So, as you might understand, it'd be pretty good to have that. As I said, you're not going to get it. I can tell you that much. But you should probably align yourself. What's your...
Oh.
That's even better. See, I'm... Let's say I've got a voice in the Ordo Dracul. My boss would very much like that urn. He thinks, combined with his own power, and if that really is the blood of Dracula, he can make some great things happen for us.
Hmm.
When's the last time you were awake during the day? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. Huh. And you're thinking your guy can make that happen?
If anyone can, it's probably him.
You got any leads on where I can get this urn?
Yeah, Beatrix probably has it. Either that or she's dead and somebody else has it.
Yeah, but that's not so much a lead as much as, like, facts I already know.
Yeah. And there's kind of the problem. Actually, he gets up and walks over and starts walking away and says, "Let me make a call." And walks over to some payphones.
Oh, hello. I'm Vishlant.
Oh, hey, Vishlant. I already know who you are.
Oh, hello. I'm Vishlant.
What were we doing? Oh, we're going to the police station.
We're going to go to the police station.
We're going to find the reddest of herrings.
Well, that was a joke Jean-Luc was making.
Grishnok in the streets, Grishnok between the sheets.
No, because we saw like Ghostbusters. You ever seen Ghostbusters?
Oh, good. This is happening now.
I've not seen Ghostbusters.
It looked and like then it. We cut back to the cafe.
No, okay. I obfuscate into his police station.
Yeah. Okay.
I look for a man who we're looking for.
Okay, you find him. He's talking to a police officer.
I wait till the police officer leaves.
Okay, he's going to go get some coffee.
All right, I go sit down next to him.
We just need to, can I just ask you for
okay.
Hello, I'm Grishnok.
Okay,
Grishnok. Oh!
Okay, just calm down for a second, Grishnok. I just need
I must ask some questions.
I ask
are you Grishnok too?
No, I'm a different man.
Why are you yelling? Please calm down.
I have
where
I just have one important question for you.
Okay.
He takes out a tape recorder and plays the cassette. Does that man sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Okay, who's this man?
You know? He sounds like he was my navigator on my expedition. What was his name?
Chad. Was it Chad?
I think it was Chet.
Chet.
Yeah, we picked him up in England. He didn't come back with us.
Alright.
What happened to him? What the fuck does that
mean? I don't know. I was gonna go pay him, and he's like... He ghosted. That's a term that we use in the 90s.
He's like, dude, I peaced out.
Yeah.
So
he was like, psych!
So he ghosted. Now, when did he do this? Like, just...
Right after we got back to land from that lake we were in.
So that's like, so we're talking post-urn.
Post-urn, yep.
Post-urn.
Who are you?
I'm sorry,
I've just been answering so many questions. I just do it on habit now.
I'm just a reporter. We just snuck in real quick.
Okay, I see. You don't have one of those hats with the paper that says press?
No.
I'm a little confused.
That's because I'm an undercover investigative reporter. We like just to keep it on the sly, you know?
Could I put Nightmare on him?
No.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you no. I'm not going to tell you no. He's going to be like, no!
John Luke is like, I would say no.
Why not?
I don't see how that benefits us.
It's time for us to leave. We might as well fuck him up for life.
I like the way you think sometimes, Grishnok. But no. It'd be hard to... It might make obfuscating ourselves out more difficult.
Well, you obfuscate halfway out, and I obfuscate quarter way out. I'm all right here from door. No, okay, let's go.
Wait, do you have any contact information for this Chet?
Just his phone number for England.
How did you find him in England?
We were over in England, and our other guy, he got sick. So I put out an ad.
Did he get the contact anemia?
What was your ad like?
Well, how did he get sick? Did he get anemia?
What do I look like, a doctor? I'm an archaeologist.
You could very well have your doctorate. I most likely what you do.
I mean, like a medical doctor.
You don't have any idea what happened to the man who you brought from America to go to England. You just like you were like he was like, oh, I'm sick today, boss, and you were like, all right, go back to America.
No,
I probably spent months planning this operation, but now you are sick, so I'm going to.
He go went to a doctor in England, obviously.
You
come
have
on,
the dimmest understanding of reality, do you, my friend?
He's an archaeologist.
I think I understand reality pretty well.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, well, thank you for your time.
Thanks for mopping your shit.
I don't like your friends.
My name is Grishnok.
You turn around and Jean-Luc is already gone.
I have no one's friend.
That makes sense.
You see but a glimmer of a shadow in the corner of your eye.
Alright, I thought I looked too.
Alright. So let's head over to the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Ricky hasn't borked it up already.
Alright.
We borked it pretty hard right now.
Go back to the cafe. And
Ricky's borking it up.
Hangs up the phone after like a minute or two and walks back over to the booth and sits down and says, well, she's alive and she's in the city. I can't guarantee how much longer she'll be alive, but she's definitely here.
Any way to narrow down the search? I imagine if there was, actually, she'd probably be dead by now.
I mean, my best guess would have to be the sewers.
Oh, that is...
New York's a pretty big place. You have a smaller window than just the sewers. You know what? Well, I imagine there's a way to...
I'm not a city planner, okay?
Is it east or west of New Ratton?
Who is the rat king of that district?
I don't know who either of these two drunkards at the counter shouting are.
Hello, I am Grishnak. You may remember me from phone call?
Do you know a place I can get into contact with some Nosferatu?
I think you're... Grotesque friend. I assume he was grotesque based on his voice and mannerisms. I believe he's probably a Nosferatu. Again, based on his grotesqueness.
Alright, yeah, but like, OOC though? Do you think his character would be able to hook us up? Or he'd have to go through some other trails to get there, or...
I mean, look, I don't trust your gains, but more people looking for what we want is just better for me.
All right, and you got a number I can reach you by if anything comes up?
Yep, you called it.
The one we called.
I didn't call it, my boy did.
Okay, you should ask him for it.
I guarantee you he does not remember.
All right, he writes it down for you.
Jean-Luc, him, he called it.
Jean-Luc actually has it memorized.
Got the photographic memory like a spy.
Yeah. turns out we spent 200 years burning documents.
Pulls out his flip phone and he puts the number into it. Right. Then also, he takes a slip of paper as well, just in case.
Okay.
All right, and I think we're done here.
Sure.
As you're just wrapping up, the door opens. Ding, ding.
Hello, I'm Grishnak. I'm here from Ethan.
Oh, boy.
We brought our own bell.
Ding, ding.
We stopped at Bell Store. That's why it took so long. Hello, Chet, is it?
Well, as soon as he sees you guys come in, he leans in real close to Nicky and says, don't tell them. I've got eyes on you now.
Nikki.
Oh, it is Chet. This is big man Chet from England, right?
Nikki
Chet?
Shoots him
presumably.
A wink.
Hello, Chet. I heard you are on archaeological dig.
Guys, don't worry about it. I got a lead. Let's go.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, we want to talk
I mean,
to...
I gave your friend all the. You
we want to talk
leave.
To our friend Chet first.
Trail's getting cold.
Oh, boy. Okay. Go ahead. I can't speak for how much time is left to find it or her, but.
Nikki leaves.
Okay, let's just go. Clearly.
I thought you were leaning close to Chet and give him a good lick on the ear. Go ahead, Chet. React to that, you big fuck. You little British skank.
He licks you back on the ear.
I enjoyed that. I go to kiss him on the mouth.
He stands up and walks away.
We have aggressive sex on table. No, we do.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I mean, you guys can talk to him if you want.
Nah, that's
no, we don't want to lose Ricky again.
Ricky's really turning into a real maverick, a real Top Gun.
Iceman.
Alright, first things first.
We're a couple of gooses.
Grisnacht. Okay, first things first though, I already used the name Chad when I went in there, and I knew that you, like, there's like a 50-50 chance you go with either Ted or Chad, and I'm not gonna have that cover blown over something like that, so... Okay, that's why we're gone, for one. Two, Grisnacht, how well do you know these sewers?
So well, I like back of my hand.
Awesome. Because I've got a lead that says that's where Beatrix went.
Well, let's go to the source then.
Yeah, do you know where all the major hangouts are? Where you can get into contact with the Nosferatu?
Well, who is the Rat King that is most closely aligned with Beatrix?
The Rat King?
Yes, yeah. I mean, which district is she in? Is she in New Rattington? Is she in the Ratman's Corner? Is she New Ratford?
She's in New
Old Ratford.
Is she in the Radisson?
New York.
Hey!
New Rat York, really? That's what you came up with?
I mean, that's
why don't you go back to the drawing board for a minute, John Luke, and then join us and over here at the big boy table.
How about New Rat City? Like, New Jack City.
Yeah,
get
it? Right. That's where the Black Rats hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yes, I know Sissy Sir as well. I know all the places. I list them all the hangouts.
Okay, who are you listing them to?
Damn, he asked me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just...
You list them all the rat hangouts.
No, I list them all the hangouts. The places where I know that you might find people, I guess.
So, John pops a manhole.
That's what he asked me.
Let's go.
Don't worry, John, I got it.
He's already like halfway
Nikki
down.
Puts it back on and pops it off. And he says out loud that he's doing that.
Alright, I go down the sewers as well. We're all in the sewers. My lolly vision kicks in immediately.
All of our lolly vision?
Yep, congratulations, you're all elves.
No, I am Mind Flayer.
Yeah. I actually see perfect in the dark.
Yeah, you all do.
I am Displacer Beast.
No, they have low light vision. I have, like, it's never dark vision.
Okay, great. You're vampires.
Well, this isn't D&D, and none of us have low light vision.
No, that's a thing. All. That's a Gangrel thing.
I can speak
common.
No, not common.
Elvish?
Rat.
Deep speech?
Oh, deep speech.
Rat?
He makes his voice go real low. Yep, that's it.
So, did you have any clues on where we'd start looking for Beatrix?
Yeah, in the sewer.
Okay.
That cuts out half the city.
No, that cuts out the city portion of the city.
Okay, fine. It takes out 100% of the city.
Well, just to help you guys a little bit.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, you know, I wasn't just going to say give you a big red arrow. I just want you guys to work out some way to find there, really. But, since you know the sewers pretty well,
I know the
and
landmarks.
You know places that might be populated.
Yep.
There's probably one of two assumptions. Either she's holed up in one of them, or she's avoiding them.
Yeah. Yes, I understand.
Or possible that...
So you are saying the entire source is our oyster, for which we must pluck Pearl.
Or third possibility, sure. She's passed by one of them, and she's just been seen.
That's also possible, yes.
Well, that is not the third possibility, but that is included in the union of the two possibilities.
Well, Griznok, I guess those things up to you.
All right, I go to the place where Beatrix is.
Okay, you die.
We gotcha!
Fuck. No, well, what do you guys think? I explained to them that there is two possibilities. Either she is...
Well, we should just head to settlements and see what we can find.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only...
This is the closest place that is populated, then we'll go there.
Meanwhile, Ricky will just sniff the air for... Because chances are... It's mostly gangrels down, and not gangrels on.
No, sir. There's
Ratu down here, and as a gangrel, he'll be able to, like, sniff them between... I assume Nosferatu smell different than, what is she, like, a Toradora?
Deva?
She's a Deva.
Deva.
That's her to smell pretty.
I just look for something that smells a lot like Jean-Luc.
Well, also, you've come in contact with her, which I believe you have a skill or something that helps with that.
Acute senses.
Oh, I thought you had a specific merit for identifying people you've come into contact with.
That's part of what acute senses does, but it only has, like, a one dot for it.
That just means it's either on or not.
Yeah.
It means you have it or you don't.
Well, things do have levels, so that might
have
levels. Yeah,
but for that particular one, it probably just means he has or he doesn't.
Yeah, acute senses has, like, the one level of it.
Okay. All right. I have stealth when I'm on the ground. It's my trained one.
Okay, so you have increased stealth checks for the duration of the sewers.
I can smell lover's sweat for, like, miles and miles.
Okay. I have...
Or, like, a hated enemy.
I have double-jointed, so I can...
I am also double-jointed.
We do...
So, together we have four joints.
We do a double-joint off where we bend our fingers and arms in all weird directions.
Nikki snaps all his fingers on one hand. Ow!
Now Nikki is double-jointed, too. Now we have six joints.
There you go.
We are six-jointed.
I have a broken hand!
That's what happens when you double four.
You'll get better.
Wait.
Careful.
Okay, so you guys go to a settlement, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to a settlement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much for listening. That was episode 11, part 3 of our Vampire the Requiem series. Check out actualplay.network for some of Gino's character art and title card illustrations. They're really great. We have two more episodes of this series. In addition to this, I'm hard at work editing our long-form Lamentations of the Flame Princess campaign that has been running this whole time during our absence. I'll let you know some of the more exciting stuff we have in the future next week on this podcast. The music this week, playing behind me and during our intro, was Shadows by Mr. M, The link to the SoundCloud will be on the show notes. If you'd like to get into contact with us, feel free to send us an email, gamemaster@actualplay.network. You can also contact us on Twitter. The Water Method is mine, Pizza Pranks is Andrew, Kiwi Monster is Gino, and Chris is Chris R. Bailey, B-A-I-L-L-I-E. And you can find those on the show notes as well. Andrew and I have another podcast, a monthly show, called the GoldenAgeHorror.com podcast, which is a exciting look at horror movies from before 1979. This last month we reviewed the awesome Japanese horror movie House as part of our series on foreign films. So if you are a foreign or horror film fan, please check that out. The best way to let us know that you like the show is to leave us a rating or review on iTunes, or you can tell a friend, or just go ahead and tell us that you like the show. That would be nice. I am in the process of setting up our actualplay.network Facebook page as well. Thank you very, very much for listening. I am grateful, and I hope to hear from you all again soon. Our website and show is actualplay.network.